Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. Happy November.
Happy November. We've been bouncing around between summer and winter with fall sort of caught in the middle here in New England.
But today's warm and it's supposed to be below I think highs in the 30s on Friday. So
something like that. Yeah. So we've been going back and forth with that. But such, you know, there's a reason that Mark Twain said, if you don't like the weather in New England, wait 15 minutes, it'll change.
That's so true.
So we've talked a lot about the importance of making connections and meeting with other business people, with people in your life. Today, we're going to take a step back from that and talk about how to prepare for making those connections, and sort of the homework that you need to do beforehand so that you're getting the most out of your efforts to connect. So, Chip, what do you have as the first step that really has to be done to prepare for this?
Homework is so important. I mean, just to back up a little bit, my happiness and success training process is foundation preparation and then step by step. Most training and most schooling is all about learning what's and how's. And the bottom line is you have to have a foundation of a proper mindset, unconditional giving attitude, passion and purpose, and finding that kind of thing. And then you have to prepare for what you're doing. And one of the biggest mistakes people make at networking meetings, number one, is showing up there expecting to get business because they're part of a chamber of commerce, which does not happen because people only buy when they need something or they want something, which is rarely true at a meeting. And then number two, they don't do any preparation. So when I'm teaching networking on the preparing side of things, that's the most important thing that you have to do, not only for your commercials, but also this will help you out with any of your promotional materials when people ask you what you do and that kind of thing. So I actually have handouts that I do at networking presentations when I'm teaching networking that it's entitled Preparing Effective Networking Commercials, but it's really a catch-all. And these are things that you have to write down. It's your homework, and you have to sit down, take out a sheet of paper, and write down what your value added is. In other words, what are you really doing for somebody rather than selling them something? Because people are buying based upon comfort and needs and that kind of thing. So what is your benefits and your value added? And then when you're preparing for networking, who are your best clients right now and why? Do they pay well? Do they refer other people to you? That kind of thing, because they are perfect people to ask for at networking meetings.
And now, before you go on, I want to take a step back. You mentioned what benefits that you know you're bringing to a relationship. How can somebody really figure out what their benefit is?
You really have to think about what you are solving for somebody as far as a problem goes, or making people feel comfortable. And you have to kind of think outside of the box to come up with that. Sometimes a tagline is a good way to put that together. I mean, when people walk up to me and they ask me what I do, I tell them I'm the happiness and success GPS. And it automatically gets a question out of them, but it really describes what I do for people is once they've developed that positive mindset, I guide them down the road to happiness and success through what I do. And it's speaking and training and consulting and that kind of thing. So your value added, you know, insurance or other things that you may do, say it's payroll services and so on and so forth. It could be something as simple as just making sure that your compliance and your employees are happy getting paid, that kind of thing, but putting it together in more interesting terms. So right, it's just a list of all the value added things rather than products and services. What do those things actually lead to rather than what they are?
Right. It is so important to be able to say what the benefit is. It's a function of advertising where when you're doing an ad, you're always told you have to find the benefit of the product rather than the feature. But when we try to do it for ourselves, it's not as easy because we find it difficult to separate ourselves from what we do. But for example, if you're a web designer, what do? You build websites. That's the feature. The benefit is you are helping your client communicate with potential customers, existing customers, and it's about helping them communicate what they do to their audiences. So that's really, you know, the difference between a feature and a benefit. When you go to networking events or any meeting, any large gathering, actually, the odds are you have several people there who all have the same features. They do the same thing. So having knowledge of what your benefit is really helps you stand out among the crowd.
Yeah, and having a catchy phrase to kind of describe that. I mean, you just mentioned the web designer, and you could talk about a web designer as being your resource on demand. And they're going to say, what's that? And the bottom line is, that's what a website does, is anytime anybody needs a reference on you, they can just go to your website and look you up. Another, we talked about different people who are competing at different networking events, or they do the same thing. I don't like to call them competitors, but there's one financial advisor who always closes things saying, because money doesn't come with instructions. So there's really, really interesting ways that you can portray this. And it's really more about the benefits. And as you know, as well as I do, everybody in a networking meeting, instead of wearing a name tag, was really wearing a sign saying, what's in it for me? And your benefits answer that question. And that's what you have to do that. And it's not about you. It's about what's going to make them genuinely interested.
Exactly. When you're trying to start a relationship with someone, it's always, what can you do for them? And that's really the key. Knowing what you bring to the table is so important. It allows you to separate yourself out from the crowd, but it also helps you connect with the right people. You know, I've heard many times, if you ask someone, well, who's your ideal client? And they'll tell you, anybody. Well, anybody isn't true. It would be great if you could be this big company and have everybody in the world as your customer. But realistically, everybody doesn't have the same needs.
Everybody is not easy to work with either. So there are some good clients and there are so-called bad clients also.
Right. But it's a matter of finding that right fit. Before I started my own business, I worked in medical communications. And we were having a discussion one day in the office about what it was we really do. And a bunch of us were saying, well, what we do is we sell drugs. That, you know, that was our main purpose. And someone pointed out, well, no, but we have to make sure we're selling the right drug to the right person. And, you know, when you're talking about medication, it becomes obvious. Yes, you're not going to sell a drug to somebody that doesn't have that condition. You want to match the patient to the medication. The same is true for every business and every relationship. You have to find that correct match so that the two of you together is worth more than the sum of your parts.
Absolutely. So, I mean, benefits are something that you really, really have to work on. Because again, what it's all about, it's about meeting people's needs and solving problems and not sales. So that's what you need to really, really identify. And you can also work on what you do as far as products and services go, because from homework standpoint, once you meet with somebody, I mean, the goal of a networking meeting is to walk out with appointments to get to know people. Because as we've talked about networking, it's a process of developing win-win relationships, and the meeting is just the icebreaker, but you have to take it to the next step to get those relationships going. So obviously identifying products and services is going to help you identify benefits, which is part of the homework. But for doing commercials, it's all about the benefits. It's not about the what.
Exactly. So once you've got your benefits down, what's the next thing you have to take a look at?
Identify who your best clients are and why. There's lots of reasons that clients are good clients. They could be persistent. They could refer other people to you. They could pay well and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is, the most important thing you need to put in a networking commercial besides your value added is an ask, because that's the one time where you're going to get away for asking for something and you have a whole room full of people listening to you. So the more specific that you are, the better off you're going to be. So what the step is to take a look at your best clients and go online and Google up who their competition is or other similar type people. And those are people you want to ask for by name at a networking meeting, because if you ask for somebody by name, somebody automatically by human nature is just going to scratch their head and say, I don't know this person, but I know this person. How about that? And it gets people to walk up to you afterwards wanting to help you. So the ask is really, really important. It really, the best way to figure that out is to look at who your best clients are, number one, and number two, who are great referral sources for you to refer you to more of those types of people, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right. The ask is very important. I think I do want to clarify something, though. I've always had a problem with the idea of asking for somebody by name. If you know that person's name, great. You're looking for a connection to that person. However, with online communication, social media, if you're looking for a specific person, it's very easy to find them. What I have found works just as well and actually brings in a broader array of responses is a position. You're looking for marketing people at banks. You're looking for small business owners who don't have websites. Whatever the, you know, the position and what the need is, if you put those together, I find you get very good responses, because when you specify what the need is, what the person is looking for, it tends to have that light bulb go off and people, yeah, I was just talking to somebody about that. Let me put you in touch with them. So being able to put together a specific position and a specific need to create that image of who you're looking for is very effective. And the more detailed you can get with this, the better. In customer acquisition, it's actually called creating a customer avatar. And it's basically an image of who your ideal customer is.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I should have said there is, you, when you're talking about the person specifically, I had it as a given that you had to explain exactly what they did in the company. So I'm really, really glad that you brought that up. But it is so important to say, okay, I'm looking for the HR manager of this company who I believe might be this, or I'm looking for somebody who knows somebody in HR. So it is important to describe exactly the type of thing that you're looking for in there, more so even than the name.
Right. And this is a reason why it's so important to do your homework, because the more detailed you can get with all of these things, whether it's the benefit that you're providing or who you're looking for, the more information you can provide someone, the more likely they are to know who you're looking for and be able to connect you.
Yeah, or think of somebody else in a different company that does the same thing.
Right. So where do we go from there?
The next step is, by the 80-20 principle, what you want to do is you want to build a resource of strategic partners. And everybody who's into entrepreneurism these days, with downsizing of businesses and so on and so forth, entrepreneurs are basically project managers, and they have to meet the whole needs of their clients. And to do that, they're not going to be able to cover everything themselves. So what you need to do is put together a strategic partnership with different professions out there so that you can complete that. And the bottom line is if you're doing that and you have that together, these people are also going to be great referral sources for you. So by the 80-20 principle, that's really what you need to do. In BNI, we call them contact spheres. And contact spheres are basically different professions that serve the same client base. So for instance, if you look at the real estate contact sphere, you have realtors, you have mortgage brokers, you have landscapers, you have insurance people, all those people who are serving consumers directly. And the more of those that you have as resources for your clients to help them out, the better you're going to look. And those resources of yours are also going to be resources for referring to you too.
Absolutely. As a business coach, I love connecting with bookkeepers and accounting people, because these are the folks that know exactly where the problems are with their clients. They know which clients are having difficulties, and they can refer them to us so we can fix those problems. By the same token, I don't do anything with finances. That's, you know, not our core competency, so we don't help our clients with that. having a network of accountants and bookkeepers that I can refer them to so that I know they're being taken care of works well. It's a you know, win-win situation for both the coaching company and the accounting company, because they can work together to provide more benefits to their clients.
Absolutely. You got to have a solid team behind you. And the bottom line is if you become known as a resource where people can come up to you if they're looking for any service whatsoever, because they know that you have a lot of really, really good, talented resources, that's going to help you out a whole lot too. People are going to gravitate to you because you're actually giving them resources too. And the more that you network and the more people that you sit down with, the quicker that happens. I mean, you talked about just being able to connect people. And that's huge, is being able to connect people. At a networking meeting, it's wonderful to be able to connect one person who's standing there by themselves, who's really shy, with somebody else who you know that they need to meet based upon their professions. And 10 minutes later, you're looking back at the two of them and they have a great conversation going. And that does a world of good for you, both feeling good about it, but also reputation-wise.
Exactly. And it's more than just connecting people with potential customers. We do a lot to connect people with other resources. Knowing that you've got information coming in that could be valuable to somebody and making it easy for them to find it. One of the things I do on a regular basis, virtually every day, is share information on social media, articles that come into my email through newsletters, repost them and get the information out. Because I do this, people contact me going, I wonder if you know about such and such. And I can give them some information, or I can go, you know, I don't, but let me give you the person that does. And then I can connect them to someone else who can help them. So it's more than just connecting people. It's an almost constant process where you're reaching out to them over and over again to stay top of mind, but to provide them with a service that you think is valuable to them.
And that is a huge value added that you definitely provide, as much as anybody that I've ever seen online, is resources that way and information and that kind of thing. Benefits go beyond what you do, but what you're doing there is a total service to people who are looking things up. So kudos to you for doing that. I wish I did more of that myself online, but it's great.
So yeah, it's all about being able to connect people to what they need when they need it. And again, there's so much homework you have to do to be in the position to do that. And that's what we're going over. So once you've determined who it is you want to connect with, what your benefits are, the picture of who you are and who you're trying to reach really takes shape. And it makes it so much easier when you're at an event because you've already done this. I know this happens to me all the time. I'm sure it happens to everybody at one time or another. You've thought of something you need to do. You go to an event. And of course, while you're at the event, you have completely forgotten about what it was you were looking for, what it was you needed to do. When you do your homework ahead of time, that doesn't happen because you know, okay, I have to do A, B, C, D. You go in with A, B, C, D in mind. It's not, oh, I have to remember such and such.
Yeah, and by having these things down on paper, you can use them in so many different ways. I mean, we're talking a lot about putting together networking commercials, which is really your value added. It's something new if you have that in there, a good ask and that kind of thing. But by identifying your benefits and your areas of expertise and your best clients and so on and so forth, and writing those down, you can actually come up with a nice little flyer that explains all those things to people who are asking for more information about you. You can use it on your website. And then what you can do is take it one step further and put it into a sheet of different asks that you're looking for, different types of people that you're looking for. Because the important thing to do when you're doing networking commercials and other things, if you have an advertising campaign, for instance, you're going to try a number of different angles. You should also have several different networking commercials prepared and see which one is most effective for you and use that more. So once you do this information once, it's an ongoing process to keep it updated, but it's there right in front of you in writing, and it's going to help you out in every facet of business development, not just doing commercials.
Right. I can't stress enough how important it is to keep trying new things to find out what works. I remember I had been networking probably for over a year at the time. And I was at one meeting and I tried out a brand new commercial. And what I said was, you wouldn't build a house without putting together a blueprint. Why would you build your business without one? I'm the guy who can help you put together that blueprint. And people came over to me that I had known for a while and said to me, you know, I never really understood what it was you do until you said that. So you never know. These are people who I talked to, I had heard my commercial, I'd had conversations and meetings with, but they never really understood what I did. And by rolling out that new commercial, that clicked. So that not only did it give them more information about what I do, it gave me more information about how I needed to get the point across to people. And so I was able to start crafting different messages using that information to make it easier for people to understand.
Yeah, and you make a really good point. I remember when you first did that commercial and it was so effective. And when you're doing commercials, you don't necessarily have to start with your name. In fact, it's really good sometimes to start with a benefit or what you do. I always, when I do my commercials, I just stand up and I say, living life with the four P's, purpose, passion, positivity, and a plan, is the formula for happiness and success. Then I say, good morning, I'm Chip Janoszewski, the Happiness and Success GPS, and get into whatever I'm talking about. But that's embedded there. And the bottom line is the people I network with, they know that formula now because they've heard me say it so many times. And it's the same thing with you. I remember seeing you do that at the meetings that I was at with you. And I came to expect that. And it was crystal clear that you were a go-to guy for that.
Yeah, making the changes in what you're doing and adapting as time goes on, adding new things that you've learned, it's really important. Because if you get into a rut and you keep doing the same thing over and over again, well, if you do the same thing, you get the same thing. And if you're looking to improve how many connections you're getting, the quality of the connections you're getting, it's really important to keep improving what you do. And that's, again, why it's so important to do your homework, because you have to work on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's important to have a couple of different approaches. So if one of them's not working, try another one.
Exactly. And that's something else to keep in mind. One size does not fit all. If you're going to different types of events with different audiences, you want to have different commercials and different ways to introduce yourself that are going to connect with that audience. They're not all looking for the same thing, so you have to show how what you do and who you are fits into what they need. Again, it's all about what you can do for them.
Yep. And also, I mean, looking at the event that you're going to, it's a great place to look for resources and ask for resources, because it's really about who those people know and not them themselves. So if you prepare and you say, I'm most likely to run into people who know these types of people who I'm looking to meet, and go there with that type of approach to a particular meeting, that's a really, really good way to prepare also. Kind of like analyze the type of event that you're going to.
All right. The more information you have, the better off you can be. So what else is on the list for the homework that has to be done?
What I do when I teach this, I actually show them the commercial worksheet that we went over. And then I actually have the list of business benefits, areas of expertise, and clients type served on another hand, in other words, the homework that I've done myself to show people, which is also a shameless pitch for my business. But on the other side of the page, I put down the types of referrals that I'm looking for, the introductions. And if you were actually doing a presentation at a BNI meeting or whatever, where you have the floor for 5 or 10 minutes, this is a great piece of paper to work off of and give out as a handout to the people who are at the meetings. So that they have on paper your areas of expertise, the benefits of dealing with you, client type served, and what you're looking for right in their hand. It's a great template to use.
And something else you just said is very important. You provide them with the filled out one to show them how to fill theirs out. If you probably heard it at some point in an English class when you had to do a writing project, it's always important to show rather than tell. If you can show an example, it is always more powerful than saying what you do. It's easier for people to understand. Being able to make a comparison, show an example, these are things that are very powerful in getting your message across.
Yeah, I'm in the networking presentations that I give, in between those, I actually have a couple of pro forma commercials that I've developed to talk about asking for different things so that they have that in front of them too. But the more that you can show to people, just as you say, it's so important. And it's obviously a great plug for you too, because you're helping other people out with your own information.
Right. All right, we're coming up on the end of our time here. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway from today's show?
Do your homework in writing.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway for me is, you know, we're real estate. The most important thing is location, location, location. In this case, it's preparation, preparation, preparation. You need to know what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it. And you need to take the time to do that ahead of time so you're not just winging it when you're at an event. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can find us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us at the Apple Podcasts app or the iTunes Store or wherever you find your podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.